First and foremost, just wanted to know how you got involved with community living in the first place.
I started in a sheltered workshop many, many years ago with the Ajax Whitby Pickering Community Living Association. Worked residential services, so direct service in both vocational and residential, and then in case management up in the Simcoe County area, and then I was very involved in the closure of institutions in the province in the 90s, especially when that was going full steam ahead, and then in management, and now executive director with Community Living Kingston and District. So it really dates back a long way in terms of my initial interest and initial work in this sector. And it was in direct service, and it was in a sheltered workshop, and that would have been in 1979, so decades-long experience.
And what have you gotten out of this?
And just wanted to get involved in the kind of work where I could see outcomes for people that I could be proud of, they could be proud of, and, you know, build a better community and just be part of that. And then my other interest was in administration and policy work. And so, you know, the perfect fit for me was to be in a management role or an executive role in a human service organization. And my interest was always in developmental services. So it combined that interest in terms of working with people and seeing outcomes for them, especially, as I say, for marginalized people, and combining that with my interest in running an organization. So I landed in certainly the right spot for me.
For sure. What has been some of the biggest challenges that you've had to face?
People value our services and they need them. And for those who aren't getting enough service, or in some cases waiting for service and getting nothing right now, that's hard to watch. It's hard to know that there's that much need out there and that we can only respond to a certain volume of that. And so some people go without. You want to be able to respond to everybody, and we certainly do our best to do that. But that's probably the biggest challenge, and that's existed for a long time.
For those who would be interested in getting involved in the line of work that you do, what advice would you have for that person or persons?
I'd say go for it. Please. It's very rewarding work. I mean, you're talking to somebody who's been in this sector working for decades. I still love it. I love going to work every day. I love what I do. Whether it was direct service, case management, facility closures, middle management, executive director, it's a passion that if people have it and they're motivated, then feed that and get involved. And it might be a different area of human services. It might be in mental health or in children's services or services for the aged, or in our sector, developmental services. We need folks, and we need folks who are motivated and passionate about what they do and believe in our mission.
And finally, what accomplishments are you most proud of?
It's just our organization, Community Living Kingston District. I think our organization does tremendous work. I'm so proud of our employees and our volunteers, our board of directors, and the outcomes that we help to facilitate for people. To have jobs, to be in school and be active and respected parts of their community, whether it's in school life or, again, in a workplace or in an activity or a club or an event, or to have those relationships that we all want and need, and for those with an intellectual disability that haven't necessarily had those opportunities before or haven't been able to seize them, if we can play a role, and we have played a role in helping them establish that quality of life and carve out a lifestyle that's rewarding for them, then that's something that you know, we're very proud of. It's not just me. I mean, I am, but the whole organization is, and everybody contributes to that. So those are probably the two things I'd point to more than anything.